Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
Hello, hello there, friend. Welcome back to the show. I'm a little tired. I have my coffee here. I was up late last night, out and about doing my things, which we're going to talk more about. But I was sitting here and I wanted to do a life update. I've tried to do this on social media because I used to be able to go on there and share what's been going on and all the things. But honestly, trying to do a life update on stories or anything like that, I don't feel like it works anymore. I feel like it's just so time consuming. And as I'm recording it, I'm like, I can't get everything out in one clip. And I know people are not going to watch multiple clips. Oh, when you know the stats and how social media works and you know it's no longer a place of community. So you're like, no one's going to watch it anyways. And so I wanted to give the life update because I know some of you guys really appreciate when, you know, we're able to sit down and have those conversations because you go through things too. And so it's kind of nice to be able to sit here. And to me, in my mind, you're right in front of me and we can just talk. Maybe you'll get something out of it. I hope you do. I hope that this encourages you to go out and pursue these things too. You know, sometimes I feel like we don't have these conversations or we don't see these conversations a lot on social, unfortunately, which, you know, it's just the way the platform works. It's quick content. And so I miss that. I miss being able to sit down and learn from someone who is going through life and finding themselves as they're growing. And we all go through this, right? Through life, especially I think as we get older, because I feel like right now I'm like, man, like I know I've changed a lot in the last 10 years, for example, but late 20s, early 30s, I didn't feel this massive shift that I am feeling right now. And we'll talk more about that in future episodes because I'm doing some research about a topic I saw that explained this shift. And so I want to definitely talk to you about it because I'm like, oh, so we're all going through this. So it's not just me. I'm not just going crazy, you know? It's most of us, a lot of us, if not everybody, is going to experience this at some point or another. So we'll talk more about that later. But, you know, as we're going through life, we're growing, we're changing, which is a good thing, right? Hopefully you're changing for the better, not the worse. But it's a really good thing to change and grow. But unfortunately, sometimes as you're changing and growing, it can be really confusing. It can be really scary as you're going through it because you don't know this new person that's like trying to come out of you. You know, you don't know this new you. And in the beginning, you're like, what is going on with me? Why am I not into the same things I used to love? Why am I feeling stuck? What is this about me that I feel like I don't know myself? And you're asking all these questions and you don't realize it in the beginning until you finally let go, right? You finally let go of control and you're like, okay, let's step into this. What does this mean? Where is God leading me? Where am I going? Or where am I supposed to go? Because a lot of times it doesn't feel like you're even trying to go somewhere else. You just feel this pull. And that's that shift that I was talking to you about. And so it could be a really scary and confusing time. And I think sometimes people get stuck here and they don't lean into it and they just feel stuck and they don't know how to move forward. And so I want to share, we'll get into some life updates just to give you guys an idea of what's been going on, because I know some of you guys do watch social media and I haven't shared on there what I've been doing because I haven't been spending a lot of time on social. I've been really living my life intentionally. I really realized how much I enjoy not being online and how much actually I got back when I don't spend so much time on there. So I go on there, but it's definitely not like I used to. And I'm definitely not sitting there just ranting about life or ranting about all the things. And so I'm working on figuring out how do I want to pour those little things in there also, because I want my social to be kind of like my podcast where you come and you learn something, even if it's a quick tip, but meaningful, right? Not just the randomness that we see a lot, because sometimes I ask myself, if I can't stand some of the stuff that I see, I'm sure a lot of people are feeling the same way. Actually, I know a lot of people are feeling the same way because I actually discovered when I went into Threads, oh, wow, everybody comes here to complain about Instagram and everybody's feeling the same way. We don't like the content we're seeing. It's boring. And then if you are a creative, if you're somebody that's using it for work or just creating content, you're uninspired because everything is the same. And so everybody is burnt out of it, but then everybody's still using it the same way, hoping thinking that one day that algorithm is going to work for them. And so I realized, okay, we're all tired of it. So we want to change how we want to use these platforms, how we want to provide content to our people. And for me, it is extremely important as a coach to be able to share things that are going to help you in your life. Things that I know you're going through, things that I went through, things that I figured out. And so you might see some of that being sprinkled in as time goes on social media. And then we're really going to get deep into the podcast because this is, like I said, where we can sit down, girl, grab your coffee. Let's have a little chat. I feel like I'm right there next to you and we're just talking like girlfriends, you know? And so life, whew, you guys, did nobody tell me what a shift it was to parent adult children or even like teenagers that are getting close to being adults, you know? It is such a different experience. I can't say that I don't like it because, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, oh man, like I've been a mom and I've missed these kids being little where I had to do everything. But then it's also like, wow, this feels really good that they're older and they now get to call the shots on their life. But then you also are like, wait up, don't get too crazy. Let's make sure you set yourself up for a great future, you know, so that you have things going for you. And you kind of want to hold that control, but then you have to go, wait, they're adults, let them be. And so it's such an interesting experience to let go. But then how much do I let go? How much do I help? How much do I not help? Like, you know, it's been very interesting. And I can't say I hate it because it is really nice to think like, oh, wow, my children are getting older. They're going out into the world. And it's fun to watch. Even if it's scary, it's fun to watch. And so I do feel that in my stage as a mom, it's like letting go, having less. And I don't even know if that's even accurate description. I was going to say having less responsibility because I feel like I don't have less concern. I still feel scared for my children, even though they're adults. And I've realized through seeing other moms and parents in general communicate about this stage of life when it comes to their parenting, they all kind of go through it too and they share things. And I'm like, oh, that's exactly how I feel. Okay, so I'm not just trying to control my kid's life. This is like a thing we go through where we're now learning how to reparent because you parent adults differently than you would a child, right? And so that's been fun. That's where I'm at with my mom life. It's been interesting. It's nice to think about my children getting older. And also as a mom myself, it's like, okay, girl, now what are you going to do with all the extra time as these kids start moving on with their lives and you're not really needed as much, you know? And so I think if you're a mom and you're listening to this, make sure you have things about you, right? Which this episode is going to help you to discover this new you. Make sure that you are spending time doing this because especially if you're a mom, when you lose that role of, oh, I raised these kids and I used to do everything and they needed me for everything, it can feel a little weird. And if you don't have anything going for yourself, oh, it's not going to feel so good. It's not. So make sure that you have a life outside of just, you know, your mom role. It's really important, especially when you go through this stage. So I've shared with you guys how I wanted to be out in the community, right? I started feeling like, okay, yeah, I don't want to be online so much. And my work was changing as well. So it allowed me more time. And it was like, okay, what do I want to do with this time? Now, with the shift that I was talking about, I really did start feeling like something was missing in my life. And I didn't know what it was. And I felt like maybe it was community. But I really do feel like God has worked in my heart, in my soul. Like I just felt like, okay, something's missing. And he's like pushing me in a direction and I didn't know where. And I thought it was with work. But then I was like, no, work felt good. Like the direction when I pivoted felt good. And if you've been here for a while, I talked about this pivot years ago. That felt good. And so I had to really lean in and find out why I was feeling this way. And so I have been out in the community, getting out into nature more. We have been creating different routines as a family, but also just me and my husband doing different things instead of the same stuff, you know, the same flow of life that you get into in your family. You guys kind of, if you have a big family, you have kids, you're married, you kind of know like, okay, this is what we do every day pretty much. And it's the same. And you do it for a long time because that's just what works. I love routine. It's my thing. It's what's helped me accomplish things. But like I said a couple episodes ago, sometimes your routine, when you do it for so long, it starts getting boring. It starts becoming predictable and you start kind of not enjoying it. And so I think that was one of the things I realized. So as a family, we've been doing things differently. We've been adding some things. We've been just switching up our daily routine. Me and my husband, we've been getting out doing things, which is interesting because we go on these beach walks and we have been talking about future. We've been talking about a business. So like ideas have been flowing and plans are being made and things like that. And so it's been really interesting what these walks have done. And it's been really nice to connect that way, to be able to plan for the future, plan new things, have some new ideas and new things that we can get into. And then we'll see what comes from all of that. And the crazy thing is like, as we're doing this, our kids are also kind of jumping on board. They're kind of doing their own thing, especially my older ones. There's been things going on in their lives and I'm just like, okay, God, I see what's going on. You didn't come in here and just moved in my life to get me moving towards whatever direction you want me to go. But I see him moving in my kids' lives because they're doing things and joining things. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then I'm just the ride, you know, especially for my younger one that doesn't drive yet. I'm her ride for the things that she wants to get into or has gotten into. And it's been so fun because here I am thinking this is my shift. And then I see my kids doing a shift as well. You know, I've always said to my clients, the women that I work with in my business, I've always said, you would be surprised how much things change in your household when you do things, whether that is your husband jumping on board and supporting whatever you're doing or your children. Sometimes it starts with us and then they watch and then they start doing things. And I'm seeing that happen. I used to see it a lot with health and fitness, you know, working out, eating healthier. I definitely saw that in our family, but it's also with other things too. And so I want to encourage you to not hold yourself back. Go and do the things and you'd be surprised. Sometimes without even saying anything, your family is going to follow along and do things similarly to what you're doing. And you might be leading the pack. Sometimes it'll be your husband leading the pack, but your family watches. And so if you've been holding on to something and you don't know if you want to do it or you want your family to move into a certain direction, you should start first because they're just going to follow along. Another thing that I had told you guys about that I never came back to tell you was I wanted to find a church. I did. I went to this church, then I took my family, and it's been so amazing because like I went by myself because I'm like, okay, I see a lot of people share their experiences and, you know, church hurt. And I'm just like, wow, man, like that must be hard. I know I've gone to churches before, and especially when I lived in California, and I would go a couple times and it's like, yeah, no, it's not for me. You know, you just feel, you don't feel at home. And so moving to Maui, I always looked for a church. I went to a couple churches and I had that feeling of, yeah, I don't know if this is for me. And so I did find one. I went by myself just to check it out and it was like, okay. And then I took my family and it's been so funny because I took my husband, I've gone with my kids, we've gone as a whole family, we've brought my mother-in-law along. It's just been really nice. Today, actually, out of all days, I am going to my first Bible study because I was like, okay, I saw they offer certain things. And I'm like, you know, I have the time. I can make the time. So I should and I want to because it's something that interests me. And I've never done a Bible study. So I'm like, okay, let's do it. Just say yes, right? Let's try it. See what happens. I might really love it or maybe I won't. I don't know. I study the Bible on my own, but I told myself and I told you that I was craving community, going out and doing things. And so that's just one other way that I'm going out and about. So we'll see. I will tell you about it later if you want to hear more about it. But today's going to be my first day, so I'm excited for that. Summer is almost here, so school's going to be over soon. So we have been vacation planning. This is usually the time when my husband and I sit down and we're like, okay, what are we going to do for summer? So we have some really exciting trips. I probably will share a couple things about the trip on social media if you're interested in seeing the fun stuff that we get into. But yeah, so we have some really fun trips. And then we have a trip for him and I planned for after my birthday. So that's going to be nice. And then you have coaching, my work, my passion. There is so much happening in that area. Like we're not even going to cover it all on this episode, but I feel like God has moved in that area as well. I really thought that I had pivoted enough and I realized like, oh, wow, who I am today. I can't even recognize certain parts of who I used to be. I feel like I'm the same way that my life feels like new in certain areas because of the routine that we changed. I feel like my work is new. I feel like I'm new internally. And so it's been fun to see. But what came from that as well is I realized what a massive rebrand I have to do. It's going to be a lot of work, but I have realized and come to the understanding and acceptance because rebranding is a lot of work. But when I look at my content and when I look at social media, when I look at my website, when I look at my pictures, I'm like, I really need to rebrand. I really need to sit down and just knock this out. I need to hire a photographer. I need new pictures because some of my pictures, especially like this one on the podcast, I had highlighted hair. My hair is not highlighted. It hasn't been for a while. And so, you know, that's one of the things I'm just like, well, what about those of us that love to like change it up? Do people go and get new pictures every time? I don't know. I personally don't like that idea, especially if I change my hair often. I don't think I'm going to be changing my hair. I've been rocking a darker color that's more close to mine for a while, and I enjoy it. Less maintenance, that's me. And so anyways, I do need to have a major rebranding of everything so that everything kind of flows. So that's going to be coming. I don't know when. I'm working on sitting down and putting this together and figuring out what date I want to relaunch everything. And so you're going to see that change as well. Everywhere you look, because it's definitely needed. I think that obviously branding is important, and I think that your work has to flow so that it makes sense to people. And so right now, I don't feel like it's flowing for me. It's definitely not going to flow for you either. And so I need to spend some time on there working on this stuff. And going into this year, community, being out, being a part of things, changing things up, spending more time pouring into my life in that area really became a priority. And so although I continued work, it did slow down. And that's okay, because the previous few years before that, it was all work. It was work, 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 work. And that really helped me set my business up, you know? And so this year I was like, see, I think I need to spend time, a lot more time in my life. And so that's been how it's been going this year. I've really loved it. But now that I'm looking at everything and I feel like, okay, certain things are settling. We made certain shifts. It's done. We're enjoying the process. And I'm kind of looking at my schedule like, here is where I'm spending time, you know, not at home where I can sit down and work. I'm out. I'm part of things. So I scheduled things for certain days for that. I also have certain routines where I'm out in nature, whether I'm in a mountain somewhere or I'm by the ocean walking. I need that for me, right? Because we need to make sure we're taking care of ourselves. I have my routine with my fitness and my nutrition. That's always been really good. It's actually really, really good right now. I think it just flowed right into the changes that I was doing. But I've also had years and years of coaching in this area. So it's a lot easier for me to figure out a plan around that. And now that everything is kind of settling and my life is kind of running at this new pace, right? This new flow, because we've established the new things and we have a routine going with the new changes. It feels really good. The one thing that I still have to deal with is the remodeling that we were doing around the house. So we started the floors. I haven't even told you guys about this either. We started the floors. There ended up being some issues with some noises that were coming from the floor. And so they did the whole upstairs and most of the downstairs. And then they stopped the project because the noises kept happening downstairs. So they stopped the project. We have to wait for the manufacturer to come. They're sending someone in, I think, the first week of May. Someone should be out here to check the floors to see if it's a manufacturing issue with the flooring or if it was an install issue. Once they figure that out, then we'll move forward. And the thing is, they have to reorder the floor. That's going to take probably another month for it to arrive. So that's where we're at. My house is kind of not done. Not kind of. It's a little mess. It's a mess. Okay. So around the house, I definitely feel unsettled. And I don't like that because, you know, my home is everything. It's where I spend most of my time. It's where I work. So in that area, I don't feel settled. And I don't like it, but I can't do anything about it, but have patience. And so once the house is done, then I'll feel like, okay, we're done. The shifts happened. We implemented the changes. Things are working. The house is done. And, you know, we can go about life, whatever comes up, you know? And so that's kind of my life update. It's been a little crazy. This year has been crazy, but it's been so good and has brought so many good changes that I realized I needed because of this shift and this change that I was going through myself. And it's been really nice to see the impact that it's had on my family too and how it works for them too, you know? I think we all needed something. And so that's been my update. And what I want to tell you is this, and I want to end this with, you're going to have moments like this in your life where you feel like you're not you anymore. There's a new you and she's somewhere in there or she's somewhere in the future, and you have to step into it and you have to go and discover what it is. Sometimes there's going to be new passions. You know, maybe what you used to do doesn't work anymore, and that's the unsettled feeling that you have. And so you owe it to yourself to go out and experience these things. You have to go out and search, because a lot of times we sit here and we pray for things. Oh God, please show me. Please help me do this. Please make this happen. But you know, it doesn't just work like that. We can't just pray for something to happen and then all of a sudden it happens. The way it happens is opportunities come up, a door opens, and you have to walk through it or else you're never going to see it, right? And so when you feel this way, you have to look at it as you're a kid in a new playground and you get to go in and explore and try all the different things on that playground and see what you love. That is how you have to look at life, because you're kind of starting from scratch, it feels like. You're kind of like, I used to do all these things and they used to work for me and I had so much fun and I loved it, and now I don't like anything. So I'm going to go out to life and I'm going to try different things. If you get a gut feeling that you should do a Bible study, for example, go do it. You might love it or you might hate it, but at least you did it. You got out, you tried something new. If you want to go and, you know, start a hobby, go join something. Maybe you'll love it or maybe you'll hate it, but you have to go and explore to find what the thing is. If it's in your business, you have to take a step back, disconnect from social media, because you have to give your brain a break from consuming so much and give it time to be able to think and get creative. A lot of times people are online going through these changes and shifts and they don't know how to figure it out and they feel stuck, and they're online consuming and consuming and consuming, and they don't realize that when you're consuming that much, it kills your creativity. And you just become the person that's sitting there doom scrolling and you never find answers, but it's because you're consuming too much. You're not giving your brain a moment to disconnect, to decompress, and allow it some quiet time to actually think about what it wants you to do and get creative about where it wants you to go. And so allow yourself this time and allow yourself to go and explore, because that's what the shift is going to need in order for you to figure out what the next you looks like, in order for you to try different routines, see what works, and also to take time to implement the changes and test them out and see how they work for you and how they flow for your family as well. Because a lot of times when we make changes, it just trickles down into our family as well. And what's going to happen is, as you're trying all these new things, as you're experiencing life along the way, you are going to find out what it is, where this shift was leading you. You're going to find those things that you enjoy, and then you're going to have what feels like this new life, and you're going to be able to create the routines, the flow, what your days look like. You're going to be able to start implementing the changes. You're going to be able to sit down and create a business plan if it has a lot to do with your business, or a life plan. You know, we should probably start telling people they need to create life plans as well, so that what happened to me, where you get to a point where you're like, I feel like something's missing, and it ended up being a lot of things in your life that you realize were missing. We should have time to be able to sit down and plan those out. And then once you have your plan, you're going to be able to go ahead and implement those and start stepping into that you that you are becoming. Okay? So lean into it. Trust the process. Trust in yourself. Try new things. Have fun with it. Let go of whatever you try that doesn't feel like it's aligning. And I promise you, you're going to find out what was missing and your life is going to change. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, as always, please share this with somebody that you know, or take a screenshot and share it on your social media. And if you haven't yet left a review, please scroll down on Apple Podcasts. This really helps the podcast grow, and I would really appreciate it. And go ahead and leave that rating and review. All right, I love you guys. Take care, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.